take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special.
Well, good morning. Good morning from my part of the world, and greetings and happy Wednesday to you wherever you are. I know for some of my listeners, it is already Thursday, but what an honor. We already have a caller in the green room, and if you just bear with me a minute, let me just take a couple of housekeeping rules. I want you to know that the chat room is up. However, because I will be teaching today on the subject of becoming the best that you can be, with an emphasis and focus on the adult learning agenda, I will not be able to focus a lot on the chat room. So I want to ask you to bear with me there. However, I will be taking your calls. I will be watching the board frequently between my teaching. And I encourage you to grab your pens and papers, or for maybe some of you are typing on your laptop. And that would be great too. You can also call in 646-915-8166. And I just want to let you know that the first segment of today's show is sponsored by Marquee Global Coaching and Professional Development. So check us out on the web at marqueeglobal.com. And I just want to just give a quick commercial for my international bulletin board, and then I'll get to my caller that is online.
Welcome to Daphne's New Day Radio Show. Get your message seen by thousands. Place your ad on Dr. Daphne's International Bulletin Board for only $10. Go to www.drdaphne.in. Go there now and get your ad placed. Again, that's www.drdaphne.in. Hey, we appreciate your listening to Daphne's New Day Radio Show.
Yes, yes, yes. So I look forward to your support there. And I want to just go to my caller in the green room. Caller, good morning. Your last four digits are 0266. Would you please state your name and where you're calling in from this morning?
Daphne, this is Lowell. I'm calling from Niagara Falls, New York this morning.
Well, hello, Mr. Lowell. How are you?
I am fine.
It's good to hear your voice, my brother. You're on early this morning. You came on early, and that's a good thing. Today I do not have a guest, but today I have been led to teach on the topic of being the best that we can be, and I will be putting an emphasis on the adult learning agenda. But before I go into the teaching this morning, Lowell, I want to find out from you whether or not there was a special reason that you called in this morning.
Well, there is. I too am in the process of, reinventing our lives, so to speak. It's a process of realizing what didn't work in life, and then grabbing a hold of new terminology, new thought processes, and everything. And the reason that I came on early was I just want to say this, and this is until we can understand why we think the way we think, we will never change our thinking process.
Really, your mind
is the center of everything you do, and until you change your mindsets, until you change the way you think, you can never redirect your thought processes and your body to conform to what your mind is thinking. That's mm-hmm. really what I want to say.
You are on point, Lowell, and it's amazing that you have been directed to call even before I got into the teaching, because what I think needs to happen here, your statement came as a preparation opening for the listeners to prepare their hearts over their minds this morning to appreciate the teaching that will come forth. Because as you rightfully say, until we can understand, and I will add, accept where we have been, we are not ready to catapult to the next phase of our lives. Because as people, we have different phases of our lives. And there is one quote that says, and I want to read it verbatim, life means for us constantly to transform into light and flame all that we are met with. And as you say, there are things that happen and we have to change, but a lot of us sit in the lounge chair of comfort. And it doesn't matter how troubled the water gets beneath us, we don't want to move because we think it is about us and that we have control, but we do not have control. We are merely servants that are being called to go on different paths at different times of our lives. And we got to be so certain not to get connected and attached to the stuff of life, especially the material things, because when we do that, it hinders our progress from moving along. Before you reply to that, Lowe, I want to welcome guest 2202 to the chat. And I just want you to know that we are teaching. I have a caller on the line right now, and I'll just go back to him. Yes, Lowell.
You know, you're very right. As I am transforming my own mindset at my age, and I'm 60 right now, and I look at life and all that it has to offer and all that it has offered in the past, and I've learned one thing from all this, and that is it isn't how much I know. It isn't even how much I do. It's how much I believe in where I'm going.
Exactly. Exactly, because I tell you something, where you have been and where you are now is nothing in comparison to where you will be. And until we understand that in our lives, we are always going to be settling for mediocrity. And this is why a lot of people exit this world without their true self being known. You know, I started a new group on Facebook, Reinventing Your Life. And on Monday, I asked the question of the group members, who are you? Describe to me the authentic, unique you. And I think I have there's 100 and something members in that group, 170 something, I think. And I think so far I've only heard from 3 or 4, maximum 4 people. And I keep looking each day and I'm asking the question, why aren't people replying to the question? And I think people are pondering. And some people, it's a provocative question because they really do not understand who they are outside of their vocation that they do. And this, even if they do not reply to the question, I'm hoping that they will be stirred up to begin think about who they are in the sense of why they were created.
Yes. You know, you bring up a very good question. I've been studying now for a few years of how to propel people into their destiny. And I know that you have done a lot of talks and a lot of things in preparing people toward their destiny. Mm-hmm. And I've learned one thing from all of this. If people really cannot associate the difference between their life in the natural versus their life in their spirit. And that is the problem with most people of why they don't know who they are, because they really do not know who the real of them is. They know
exactly.
The natural self. They mm-hmm. know that what they do, but they do not know their spiritual self. And
right.
That's why we need what we need to come onto this earth, for people to understand who are they spiritually, because
mm-hmm.
that will change everything in their natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, you're so right. When we understand about our authenticity, then we won't get all confused about all the stuff that's happening in and around us. Because a lot of times the things start to happen on the outside of us. And before you know, we are all involved in everything, and we open up ourselves, and this situation begin to consume who we are. And we have to understand the importance of focusing on our core authenticity, because that's who we really are. We got to begin to peel the onion back so we can see the real us. You know, so I want to thank you, Laul, for calling. Is there anything else you want to say before I go?
Yeah, one last real quick thing, because I don't want to stop you from your teaching. And
no, go ahead.
My question is this, to all the listening audience, where are the mentors that understand how to get where we need to go, and why are they not stepping into their role and being the mentors to all these people that are asking all these questions, trying to get these places? We definitely need true, honest mentorship. Not for money, not for profit, just because that's what they're called to do.
Yeah, but you know, Lau, you ask a very important question. And two things comes to mind in reply to what you ask. The mentors are out there. But before the mentors can step into their role of mentorship, they got to feel assurance. They have to be confident that they are called to do that. A. B. Mentors are there, but mentees a lot of times are not asking for help because of ego, pride, and shame. And when we get those three things out of the way, then we are open, and it doesn't matter what we have gone through and where we have been. We are not going to let that stop us from reaching out for help. And all of us need to build ourselves up. And when I say build ourselves up, before we can even reach out to mentors and role models and coaches and all of that, we need to begin to invest in who we are and also who we are seeking to become. Because there's a lot of people who are living way beneath their greatness that they were called to be. And it has nothing to do with academic accolades or anything like that. It doesn't have anything to do with that. We are all called to greatness, and we must begin to focus on that authentic us, that unique us, and then nothing is going to get into the way of us having what we were called to have.
That's good. Hey, I enjoy your show, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, and you keep me in your prayers, my brother.
I will.
Okay, and keep me up to date with what you're doing.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so very much.
All right.
I want to welcome guest 2312 to the chat. Today we are teaching on becoming the best that you can become, with a great focus on the adult learning agenda. And I had a beautiful call from a great friend, Lowell Schultz, and he says he is really from Nebraska, but he's probably traveling, because he did mention about Niagara Falls, New York. So I guess that is where he is this morning. He is a powerful man of God, and he's always doing wonderful work and touching the lives of people. So I don't know what he's up to these days. Have not spoke to him in a month, but in a while. But it was great to hear him call in this morning and to just share his insight and what is happening. He probably saw the post on Facebook, because he's also in my Facebook family. So I want to just go into teaching this morning about becoming the best that you can become. You know, there are several times during our adult years when we find several compelling reasons to create a new chapter of our lives. Like you heard what Lowell says, and I have no doubt that the Holy Spirit directed him to call with what he said prior to this teaching. You know, oftentimes, whether it is a move out of a corporate climate into an entrepreneurial role, it could be a transition from a 24/7 work day to a balanced lifestyle. It can be a major shift on the home front. However, you know, we are constantly transforming and re-evaluating our lives and who we are. A lot of people put that kind of focus and emphasis on their money. However, we need to put that same kind of focus and evaluation not only around our investment, but around our total life. I want to give you seven areas that is oftentimes referred to by experts as the adult learning agenda. So I'll give you a few minutes to get your pen and writing paper. And before I go into that, I want to thank Joel Daniels from the Tenacious Women's Show for having me on as a guest last night. I had a great time, and some of my supporters from Facebook called in. Special thanks to Cheryl Wood and Marilyn Glenn. I don't think her name is Glenn, but Marilyn, my friend from Tennessee, she called in with a question. Such a sweet woman she is, supporter of my show. I first met her on At Home with Victoria but she's such a blessed soul. So I thank you, ladies, for calling in last night. I know some people emailed me afterward and said they were on the board, but they did not get to say anything. But it's difficult to get a lot of callers in when the show is only 30 minutes. However, I thank Jules for having me on. The other thing I also want to mention is that I'm looking for host families for the French student program. So if you're in Connecticut or if you're in New York, close to the border of Connecticut, reach out to me on Facebook or email me here on the show. I need you. We have 37 people coming in July, and we have another 25 in August, and we need you. You need to help to mold the future adults. So again, the number to call the show is 646-915-8166. And I know now you have got your pens, and I will go slowly so you can write. The Adult Learning Agenda. And I'm giving you 7 areas that you need to write, please. The first area in our Adult Learning Agenda is to know, what do I need to unlearn? Yes, there are things in our lives, in all of our lives, that are no longer serving us. Changes has come, changes has gone, new things are happening, and the bottom line is that we must get with it. Some of these things that we need to unlearn are things that we got through an education, and then there are other things that we got out of negative programming and even positive programming too. But there are stuff that we need to unlearn, and we got to take the time to know what those are. Step number 2. What new information do I need? What new information do I need? You know, some people are so set in not getting into the computer and all the technological things that they need to survive in today's world. Some people have all the myth about social media, why they do not want to get on social media. But ask yourself the question, in order for me to grow and move ahead, what new information do I need? For me, I knew I needed a lot of information around human psychology and all of that. And even though I went to nursing school, I did not get enough in psychology for the work I wanted to do. And for that reason, I knew I had to go back to school. And that's the reason why I went back to Ashford University to pursue a degree in psychology. So you ask yourself the question, what new information do I need? Your information may not end up having you go to school, but only you know that answer. So you need to ask yourself the question, what new information do I need? Number 3, how do I increase my personal competency? Now, you heard Lowell, the first caller calling, you heard him talk about some things that he has to be doing and undo. So only you know what you need to increase your personal competency, because you are the one who is monitoring your competency scale. So you need to look in the mirror and look on that person that is looking back at you and ask the question, what do I need to do in order to increase my personal competency? Because a lot of people spend a lot of time competing with others versus competing with their last performance. and you have heard me say this more than once. Your only competition in this world is your last performance. Because you are operating from your authenticity. And therefore, nobody, no one on the face of this planet will be able to compete with your authenticity, because it is like your DNA. Your authenticity is you. It's your blueprint. Nobody else has that but you. And because of that reason, no one can ever compete with that. Number four, what new technical skills do I need? Only you can answer that question. I have a dear friend who is in her 70s. And I tell you something, I think it was last year. She used to work as a secretary before she retired. But you know what? In 2010, she drove out of the town that she lived and she went to another town to learn the updated skills on PowerPoint and spreadsheet and all of those things. She wanted to be more proficient on the computer. There were a lot of things she didn't understand about cut and paste and all of that. And she went back, and now she is so developed. She has expanded her knowledge. And now, if needs be, she had just advanced herself up that she can be more marketable if she wanted to be marketable. But she doesn't need to be marketable because she's enjoying her retirement. But she does a lot of volunteer work. And instead of getting people to do the things that she wants to be done, she takes the time and she does them herself. And I tell you something. It speaks volume about who that lady is, because she took the time to go and to learn. And I told her how proud I am of her. Number five, how can I stay anchored in my values? Now, do you know your values? A lot of people do not know their values because they are so consumed with people's expectations of them. They are so consumed of what society wants from them. But I'm telling you this day, Wednesday, the 8th of June, 2011, I need for you at the end of this show, I need for you to take the time, grab your journal, and start to journal what your values are. Because if you don't know, if you don't do that, and if you don't have them at the front of your minds, then you will be easily swayed by others. It's not just teenagers that get peer pressure. We as adults and entrepreneurs and business people get peer pressure too. And I will say this without any apology, that a lot of times the teenagers are more equipped to fight off peer pressure than a lot of adults are. I say that and I'm not going to apologize. And the reason for that is because we buy into all the stuff that is happening around us and what people say and all the experiences we have gone through. And because of those things, we oftentimes forget who we are, who we want to become. And we have then so become those things that others refer to us as. You heard us talking at the top of the hour about, you know, I was asking the question to people in my group on Facebook about who they are. And in order for you to be anchored in your values, you got to first know who you are. Not the wife, not the nurse, not the vice president, not the teacher, not the mother, not the friend. Who you are. Who are you? The authentic you. Who are you? So I encourage you to journal about that. Write your values down. Highlight them. This way you can create a plan of action how to remain anchored in those values. Number six, where are my best learning environment? You got to know it. We all learn differently. And I'll share a little bit of my personal story. When I went back to school, I started going to University of Bridgeport. I was going in the nights. I was going on the weekends. And all of a sudden, adversity hit and my car transmission died. So I was not able to attend school on the days that I used to go to school. And that was when the gentleman from Ashford University, I still remember his name, Robert, called me up, very nice young man, and was talking to me about registering to go to Ashford University online. And I said, oh, no, I can't do that. I said, I'm an older woman. I got to be in the classroom. I'm touchy-feely. I got to see my professor. I got to see what my professor is saying. I got to hear what my professor is saying. And I got to put his body language or her body language into the whole thing. And I just went on with my spiel to Robert. And he listened very respectfully. And he said, you will be able to excel online. To fast forward to now, and the bottom line is that I did register online, and when I realized how much I loved it, I could go to school any hour of the day. I could go in the quietness of my home or my office. I liked it so much. I was enjoying it. I went and I registered at a seminary online as well. And I loved it so much at Ashford, I was on the dean's list. Man, I was so excited because I had no idea how that learning environment of virtually would add value and benefit to me. I tell you, I would not exchange that for anything else. Because since I've gone online, now I know what it offers me. So know where are your best learning environments. It's up to you. Only you know what suits you. And number seven, who are your real teachers and mentors? I must tell you, I have many teachers. I have numerous mentors. I tell you, a great number of my mentors are mentors from a distance. They do not know that they are my mentor. But they are my mentors because I follow them wherever they are speaking or teaching. I make sure I invest in their work. And I just follow them. I just follow them. I follow them. I study them. I study them. I study them. So you need to know who are your best teachers and mentors. So there is another question for you to to write in your journal so you can answer them. Remember, listeners, when you write these questions, you are not writing them for me. You are not writing them for anyone else. You are writing them for yourself. So don't try and deceive yourself. You must be honest to yourself. I have to also point out to you that I remember it was, I think it was Sunday or something. I had a lady from Canada on the show, and she shared two experiences about when her parents got old and came to live with her, and she was like their caregiver. And she said, she shared that both her parents are now dead. However, she has learned two significant different lessons from both of her parents. So much that those lessons has become part of her teaching that she teach and work with her clients. We as adults who are truly alive, we are always learning. We are learning from others around us. We are learning each and every day we get up. Learning is an attitude, a habit, and a way of life. This is why the way you need to look at it. Just look on learning as an attitude, a habit, and a way of life. To learn to turn problems into investigations and crisis into opportunities. And for those of you who have heard me spoke on converting your adversities into advantages, or whichever one of the topic you hear, this is exactly what you are doing. You are turning your problems into opportunities. When we are learning, we are discovering new ways to approach some of the unknown in our life. What this is also doing for us in the meantime, it helps us to desensitize our fear of the unknown in our lives, because fear cripples us. And that's the reason why a lot of people are not living to their fullest potential, because of the crippling of the fear. So we need to get into the mode where we can desensitize those fears. Learning got to be self-initiating change. There are times when we will try to replace some dark spots in our minds with clear concepts. Learning helps us to increase comfort with newness everywhere in our life. When we are engaged in the art of learning, the changing world around us does not seem to bother us as much. Because instead of worrying and get into panic mode, we embrace this experience as a learning, and we see what is the lesson in there for me. We are also living in an age of unbelievable turbulence. Learning is the most important human mobility for empowering our adult life. All of us as adults, we are great at doing something. So instead of going around blaming the economy and worrying about this and worrying about that, Why don't we begin to empower ourselves and launch our lives into the next direction that we want to go? Few of us use learning to our full advantage. A lot of people think that the minute they hit 25, learning is finished for them. You'll hear people say things like, this is not good for me. You know, I can't do this and I can't do that. I am too old. I am too old. We are never too old. It is all too easy to lock ourselves into what we already learn. As the world spins on into new paradigms and technologies, many of us replace our youthful habits for learning with midlife habits for unwinding on evenings or weekends, leaving new learning to others. We have a choice. Rest on our laurels, or let the boat drift away, or keep learning new neutral skills so we can proceed to preferred brighter destination. Ladies and gentlemen, if it is to be, it is up to us, but it is possible. I'm here telling you this morning, it is so possible to become the best you that you can be, but it is going to take some work. It will take work. You can't just sit down and expect happenstance to take place. You got to go out and you got to initiate for the things that you want. Adult learning is about discovering, not memorizing. It's about awakening, not passing tests. I got involved last June. I got involved in a program with Michael E. Gerber, Awakening the Entrepreneur Within. It's the Dreaming Room. And I tell you, the lady I had on the radio show on Sunday is the facilitator out of Vancouver, Canada. And when we spoke on the telephone, she was so excited about what she's doing in Canada about the Dreaming Room and what people are realizing and manifesting. And it is because of this reason, the people that go through the Dreaming Room, they are discovering who they are. And they are awakening that authentic person. And a lot of times, the adrenaline is flowing so much, the flame is burning bright, and they can no longer go back to life like it was. They got to end up creating what they were called to be. And I want to just take a second here for a commercial break and just to share with you something that I'm doing.
Welcome to Daphne's New Day Radio Show. Get your message seen by thousands. Place your ad on Dr. Daphne's International Bulletin Board for only $10. Go to www.drdaphne.in. Go there now and get your ad placed. Again, that's www.drdaphne.in. Hey, we appreciate your listening to Daphne's New Day Radio Show.
Yes, and I also want for you, my listeners, to know that I am doing house calls. So if you are a business owner, entrepreneur, and you are looking to do customers appreciation day or any launch, or You just want to attract more customers to your location? Yes, my crew and I will come to your location and do a segment just for you for the duration of time you want, half an hour, an hour, up to 2 hours time. When we will talk to the owners, we will interview your customers, we'll get testimonial live from them. And I tell you, the beauty about that, not only is it happening live there, however, it will remain on the archive. It can be downloaded. And yes, I need to remind you that you can now get the show on iTunes. You can download it. You can listen to the show on your smartphones wherever you are. So if you're a business owner, you want to utilize this offer because it will be giving you exposure to my 40,000+ people that I have on the radio show and all my other networks that tune into my show will have access to that. So think about it. Think about getting me to come to your location and to do the live promotion for your business. And now, if you are just joining us, we are teaching today on becoming the best you that you can be. Relearning unleashes joy and excitement, confidence and determination, in addition to acquiring new skills and competencies. Learning links you to the future possibilities and paths for moving ahead. Learning also addresses the fear of aging. Adults at any age who fail to keep up with the acceleration of learning take on stereotypical old behaviors, possessively fear, and lower self-esteem. Continuous learning keeps us vital, awake, and expectant. Not expectant in others, but expectant in yourself. They are the seven learning questions that adults need. And I'm going to address now in a more depth the seven questions that I gave you at the beginning to ask about yourself. William Butler Yeats says, education is not filling a bucket, but lighting a fire. Again, education is not filling a bucket, but lighting a fire. And I like that quote because you mentioned when I mentioned about learning is not memorizing, it is experiencing. So we need to know that. People will say, but can't you memorize it? No, I don't need to memorize it. I just need to experience what it is. And it has an impact on me. And when it's needed, it's going to be engraved in me. And then I can pull it back. I want to remind you, our guest 2607, today's teaching is on becoming the best you that you can be. If you have any questions, you can call in 646-915-8166. I will not be manning the room because I cannot teach. It's not to my best interest to be teaching and to be manning the chat room at the same time. On learning, what do I have to unlearn? if I'm going to master the future I truly want. What patterns of thinking that serves me well earlier in my life are now in the way of what I really want to do and to become. Now, how do you discover what you need to unlearn? Ask yourself, what am I resisting the most? What can I do to become proactive in that part of my life? Ask your friends what they think you need to unlearn. Hey, people love for us to ask their opinions, and they will tell you too. For those of you who are working a 9-to-5 or whatever job it is, ask your boss what you need to unlearn. Ask your spouse or your intimate partner what you need to unlearn. Spend your time at a convention or trade show where the cutting edge of your knowledge is based, thoroughly exposed, and ask yourself the question, what do I need to unlearn in order to break out of my set patterns so I can learn how to become and not merely surviving? In other words, when you begin to unlearn things, you are no longer settling for mediocrity. You understand that you have greater heights to go. The number two was new information and knowledge. What new information and knowledge do I need in order to be at my best? At this time in my life, what information and knowledge can I legitimately avoid in order to prevent information overload? It's not about hoarding. I have a practice. A lot of times when I do conferences, and you all know how you all do when you go to the conferences, you go into all 25 classes. You spend 2 minutes. The minute you get the handout, you walk out the room. And you keep gathering handouts. And you all know the truth is that when you get home, you do not read those handouts. I tell you something. I got a revelation years ago. Whatever handout I have that they need to be working on, I give it to them. But the rest that I want them to take, I do not hand that out until the end of the class. And it never fails, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, there's always someone who comes up to me after the class to tell me, oh, I wanted to be in your class, but for whatever reason, they didn't make my class. Can I have a handout? And I politely tell them no, because the handout in itself will do you no good. It will do you no good because you weren't there to hear the stories that went along with the handout. Neither were you there to participate in the discussions, the vibrant discussions that made the handout came alive. So, if you are one of those people that is walking and collecting handouts, you need to stop it and invest the time in sitting through the class, because I tell you, it will serve you well. You got to know the importance of read. Everything you can get your hands on, read it. If you cannot afford to buy the books to build a library at home, go to the library in your town. And know Do not ask your friends to loan you the book after they are through reading it. You need to buy the book for yourself and read it. Okay? So there are just certain things that I do not like. And loaning out books and borrowing books is one of them. So I want for you to invest in who you are. Know that there are a lot of opportunities for you to get knowledge and information. You can go to a community college. You can go back to college. If you don't even have your GED, you can go to evening classes. Yes, you can, and get your GED. And everybody can go to college now in the comfort of their homes, because you can go online. There are a lot of universities that are offering courses online. So after you feed your family or whatever you're doing in the evening, if you are a family person, after you settle your families, you can go to school and you can just invest in you and do all the things that you wanted to do when you were younger. I met a lady a few months ago, and she is now doing all the things she wanted to do. She relocated. She, after she got divorced, she did not move out of the area she lived in because she liked the school district there. And she wanted her children to finish school there. And now her children are in college. She moved to a new place, and now she is just exploring and doing all the things that she wanted to do. And as she said, I wish I knew better then, or else I would not have waited so long. But the important thing is that she is doing it now. She is doing it now. Number three, personal competence. What life skills do I want and need to develop to be alive, purposive in all I do? You all know that I talk a lot about living on purpose and doing it with passion. All of us is required to do the same thing. All of us were born for a reason. And I tell you, when we find out that reason and we start to walk in that purpose, oh my heaven, it is like nothing else that we can imagine. Maybe I'll play well today, maybe I'll win. Maybe I won't play well and won't win. But whatever happens, I will learn something from it. And that's from Jack Nicklaus. It is life. Regardless of what stand we decide to take on any given day, there are lessons there to learn. There are lessons there for us to learn. And we don't learn those lessons because we do not take the time to learn them. Life skills refer to our general human abilities to sustain relationships, be an effective parent, manage conflict, travel, and feel at home in the world. Life skills are abilities like listening, speaking, writing, negotiating, and mediating. In today's world, many technocrats and executives who have outstanding behaviors in their specialized field, but who haven't learned the basic human skills for managing the microsystem of their own lives. That is so true. It's never too late to learn life skills and to claim your personal competency. There are different areas that we need to look about in our personal competency. Psychotherapy often performs the function of teaching personal life skills and help adults get anchored within their own true abilities and values. Churches, adult education, and community organization have learning programs, trips, and training for learning basic skills. Some adults discover these skills through short-term commitment in volunteering service roles in their community or work with the Peace Corps or any other areas or organization. I know United Way, a lot of people gain a lot and lot of experience there. The number four was technical skills. What technical skills do I need to improve at this time in my life? Perhaps specialized skills in accounting, management, or other professional abilities for increasing my proficiency at this time in my life. You know, only we know. You heard me share the story about my friend who worked all her life as a secretary, but yet she went back to school now to learn the new templates and things that they have. So we know ourselves what we need, and we have to put the work in to get what we need. You know, we can There are many jobs. I know many places of employment has programs where they will cover the cost for you to go to school. You just need, I think you need to maintain a C average or something. And good God, anybody can maintain a C average. You know, there are lots of prominent people in our country who were C students and they rose to high heights. So if they can do it, you can do it too. Now, the one thing about that is that they do not give you the money up front. They give you the money after the grades is out. But who cares? Take the advantage. And a lot of the companies, they do not put it out on the bulletin board. Some of them, they don't even put it in to the workers' handbook. But it is there, so you have to ask. And I tell you, sometimes they never thought of it until you ask. And of course, you are the one that is going to get it because you go and ask. So you ask. It doesn't matter whether they gave it to anybody else before. You want to pursue it, so you go and ask about it. Try to know everything of something and something of everything each and every day. So every day that we wake up, it is a learning process for us. Take advantage of the ongoing training. You know, a lot of times people are working at different companies and there's a flyer that is put up for in-house training, and for the life of me, they'll not go. And I oftentimes wonder why. You take advantage of them and make sure you ask, is there a certificate? And you adorn your desk or your wall or your divider with those certificates. Because each and every time that you look around at them, it reminds you of where you are coming from, where you were. It reminds you. So you go, you ask about it. Join networking groups. Whether you are an entrepreneur, a business owner, or you are an employee, join networking groups, because when the rug is pulled out from under you, you are going to need those networks to help you put your net worth together. So go out, spend time with, invest time in people, and learn about what is happening in your community. Now, you could also, if there's nothing in your area, you could be the one that is creating these monthly meetings of experts in the areas of the things that you're interested in, and then you join, you invite them to come together to join in a gathering of like minds. You know, some people call that masterminding groups. So if there's none in your area, you be the first to start one in order to help you to become the best you that you can be. Remember that it is your responsibility. It's nobody's fault, but it is your responsibility. Number 5, values and leadership roles. What do I need to learn to keep my life aligned to my values and leadership roles? Sooner or later, each of us will become a leader of ourselves and perhaps of others. You know, but the first thing you need to learn is to learn to lead yourself. How do we encourage our values in life? Well, we do so through inspiration, persuasion, and experience. Leadership does not have to be full-time or all-consuming. It needs to be fulfilling and meaningful. So even if you go and you volunteer to do something with the Girl Scout 1 hour a week or 2 hours a week or 3 hours a month, that is important that you do that. It does not need to be a 42 hours or 40 hours a week. Once you go and you invest the quality time in that project, your responsibility is taken care of. Leadership begins when we lead your own human agenda in a purposive way. Leadership is anchored in us deep. You know, I was saying to somebody the other day that I am no longer interested in going to meetings for the sense of going to meetings. I am not going to be apologizing if somebody invites me to go to a meeting and I ask them what the meeting is about and all of that, and if they cannot tell me, I'm not going to the meeting. Because I don't need to go sit down just to socialize and chat and all of that. No. I need to know what it is about. And if it supports my values, then I will go. There's a statement from, who is this from? America in Transition, and I want to read it. Trouble in adulthood often can be defined as people being in situations without the knowledge, skills, and other tools needed to cope with those situations. Adults need to understand that they can learn their way out of commonplace kinds of troubles whether it occurs as loss of job, loss of spouse, or loss of health, learning provides a route to a new career, a different kind of family life, or renewed health. That is so true. This just affirms that everything that happens in our lives is so connected. So connected. I was reading on a friend of mine's web page, and she's a survivor of rectal cancer, and she was talking there about when she used to be a performer, and performer in her life, not on the official stage, but her life was a drama. And because of that, when people found out she was sick, people were floored because they couldn't understand how she became sick and all of that. But as she relaunched her life and looked over, she realized the things that she was consistently doing towards herself. So let us move on. Step number 6, I think we are on. Step number 6 was learning environments. Where are the learning environments and resources that I need at this time in my life? No, for all of us, it's different. Some go to, I remember in Jamaica, we used to call it extramural classes. Here in the USA, they call it continuing education. Oh, excuse me. I like that very much. Continuing education. I couldn't understand why they call it extramural in Jamaica. Anyhow, it is what it is. I know now that a lot of the mega churches are focused on doing small groups. As a matter of fact, I am a small group leader at my church, and I teach one of my mentors work there, my mentor and good friend, Dr. Miles Monroe. I teach In Pursuit of Purpose from his book. His book, In Pursuit of Purpose, is what turned my life around. So I do that. And so for all of us, find out what it is. So I know at our church, the classes are free. You don't have to pay. So take advantage of it. If you're not somebody that learn like that, go to the senior center, anywhere, go to your child's school, something. But you have to ask the question, what's happening and how, where can you go and get to learn these things? Now with all the virtual technology we have at our fingertips, the entire world now is like our own village. And it can become our campus. You heard me mention about when I started going to Ashford University. My first professor was living in Australia. And it was like she was right here in Connecticut where I was in the classroom. I remember I am the one who mentioned about that I could not go to school online and all of that. And here I was now today, 5 years later, telling you how much I enjoyed. So the bottom line, folks, is that you really have no excuse why you're not learning. Absolutely none. You have no excuse. Because if you decide to do it on the computer, you can get your learning from anywhere in the world that you want to. So, I want to tell you that you have no excuse. None. No excuse whatsoever. Absolutely none. Don't think of learning as something you have to purchase from some teacher or educational system. Learning is what you need to acquire because you are ready. You know, I think there is a Chinese proverb that says, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I tell you, my whole life is that. I went seeking, and the teacher was there waiting. Sometime even before I go, because I was ready, the teacher appeared. You know, I look around and I look on my library. I look on my my collection of CDs and DVDs and tapes and all of that. And I said, thank you that I love me so much to invest in me. I may not have a big bank account yet, but look at my library. Look on what I decide that I'll invest in. In order to improve and increase my intellectual capital. Because it is up to me. I got to always be fresh. I'm working with people. I have to be fresh. So I got to do what it takes. I have to invest in me. I must invest in me. Be responsible for identifying the best format for the kind of learning you are seeking. Only you know what's best for you. Only you know. And a lot of times you need to take a chance. If I did not take a chance when Robert called me from Ashford University, I would not come to realize how convenient going to school online is. I would not have, because I was stuck in my old way of life. And I tell you, I don't regret the time when I went to University of Bridgeport, because one of my greatest mentor and friend now too is one of my former professors, Dr. Josie Howard, my former professor from University of Bridgeport. So the season I was there helped me out and prepare me for going what I'm doing on online. So know yourself, know what your needs are. Know yourself, know what your needs are. I want to welcome guest 2919 to the teaching today of becoming the best you that you can be. And if you have any insight, I encourage you to please call in 646-915-8166 and share with us. What are some of the things that you have been putting in place to become the best you that you can be? So I look forward to hearing your calls, 646-915-8166.
Welcome to Daphne's New Day Radio Show. Get your message seen by thousands. Place your ad on Dr. Daphne's International Bulletin Board for only $10. Go to www.drdaphne.in. Go there now and get your ad placed. Again, that's www.drdaphne.in. Hey, we appreciate your listening to Daphne's New Day Radio Show.
Yes. And I also want you to know, I want to add to that, that I am doing house calls. You have a business that you need some publicity on. You can engage my services on the service of my crew, and we will come there and we will rock your world and we will rock the world of your listeners and your customers and your supporters. We will wake up the place for you. We will give you Undisturbed featuring on the radio show. We will give you a live interview. We will interview your customers and supporters. So check us out there and book your time for me to come out. We do travel. It doesn't matter where you are. So you give us, of course, if we travel outside of our immediate local area, there'll be traveling and possibly accommodation that would be applied. But we are here. We want to work with you. We want to work with you. So if you have an insight on what you have been doing to becoming the best you that you can be, I want you to call us at 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Now, the last portion that I spoke about on the adult learning agenda was asking yourself, who are your best teachers and mentors? You know, some of you have not asked that question of yourself since you became an adult, but I'm posing it to you now, and I want you to ask your question. Ask that question of yourself. Adults do not want to sit at the feet of mere knowledgeable expert. They want to learn from masters, perhaps, who have applied knowledge to themselves and their possession. People who have unconscious competence interrogate into their behavior. That is why so many conventional college professors do not appeal to midlife adults as appropriate teachers. They are often experts in a cognitive field, not masters of how that field connects to life around them. Adult students want to apply knowledge and to gain mastery beyond knowledge. The new adult teacher is a mentor, mensch, and master, someone who lives and breathes the circularly, what the learner wants to learn. There are such experts available around the world today who you have to find them and hire them and create your own learning system. You may not find them at conventional learning institution, although they are there too. And, you know, I remember this statement I just shared with you. It is so right on the mark, because I remember when I went to Ashford, while I was in Ashford, I never do a paper or a discussion and not add my life experience to it. And a lot of times when they ask for one or two paragraphs or whatever they may ask for, I would go way above what they ask for, because I've always included my life experiences into that work. And that's what happened to us as adult learners. We have the richness of life experiences, and this is what will help to propel us into becoming the best person that we can be from all aspects of that definition. Because we have experience, we have maturity, and we have information and knowledge. And so long as we apply all of those things, we are beginning on our journey of becoming the best we that we can be. Now, I want you to get your journal, or if you have to go buy your journal, you can just write on the pages. In your journal or notebook, identify your learning objects for the next chapter of your life. Because what we're talking about today, you will need to convert your life into the life that is going to help you to become the best you that you can be, if you are not already doing that. If you are already doing that, then you will still need to write the things down that will help you to kick it up a notch. Okay? Information of knowledge. In your journal, I need you to write learning objectives, training program or training, dates for training. Self-education is a firmly believed the only kind of education there is. Self-education. When you go to the grocery store, learn something from the people you see. I tell you, I love New York City. I could sit in New York City 24/7 and just people watch. Just people watch. Watch people go and watch people come. I want to welcome Raphael to the room. Hey, Raphael. I am teaching today on becoming the best you that you can become. And if you have any insight, Raphael, on that or things that you have been applying yourself, would you grant me the favor of calling in to the show and let's talk about what you have been doing to make sure you are demonstrating the best you that you can be. Again, the number is 646-915-8166. I would love to hear from you. Now, again, in your journal, I want you to write on the self-competency and life skills. Again, you're going to do the same thing. You're going to write the learning objectives, the training program or trainer, and the dates that you are looking to start those training. You got to write them so you can hold yourself accountable. You got to hold yourself accountable, because if these things is going to be, it is up to you. And if you just listen to the show, you didn't make any notes on anything about that, I want you to go back to the archive and listen it over and over and over and over again and write the things down that applies to you. But I want for you to take this time in your journal and write these things down. I'm going to go over these steps again that I want you to write in your journal, because it is very important in you taking the next step to becoming or to improving the best you that you can be. Life skills, you need to write the same thing, the learning objective, the training program, and the dates. You notice I'm asking you for the dates, that you need to be specific. Be specific. Because if you just write them and you put no date, you have nothing to hold yourself accountable for. And before you know it, it's going to be time lost again. And time that is lost, we can never regain. Never, guys. Once it is gone, it is gone. It is not going to be able to come back to you. So make sure you invest it and manage it well. I want for you also to create a time management system. In that system, I want you to write all your learning commitments for the next year. And let this be your new year. I tell you, the month of June is my turnaround month. Turnaround in my life, turnaround in my business, and all aspects of my life. So June 1st was my new year. Today is June 8th. Let this be your new year when you are going to turn around all the different areas of your life that you want to turn around. So I want to go over the 7 points again for you to jot it down. In your journal, remember the 7 keys that I mentioned about the learning agenda. One was, what do I need to unlearn? A biggie. Number two, what new information do I need? Number three, how do I increase my personal competency? Number four, what new technical skills do I need? How can I stay anchored in my values? Number five. Number six, where are my best learning environment? Who are my real teachers and mentors? And I want you to write all of those 7 key areas in your journal. And under each of them, you're going to write the learning objective, the training program, and the date that you're going to start the training and what it is that you want to learn from there. To be awake is to be alive. We must learn to reawaken and keep ourselves awake, not by mechanical aids, but by an infinite expectation of the dawn. Yes, today is the first day of the rest of our lives. There are going to be pitfalls in our lives and in our careers. And we got to find the tools that will help us to overcome those tools. And I don't know if I have it here, but I want to, those of you who listened to when I taught on adversity, I gave out some key points to building self-efficacy. And I find it. Woo. And seeing that we have a little time leave here, I want to give you this to add value to what you're doing. Guess 3297, thank you for stopping by. Our conversation is about being the best you that you can be. And I just gave 7 key areas in which you need to focus on and do activity. Guess 3326 and 3297. If you have some insights and some tools that you have been using to make sure you manifest the best you that you can be, I would love to hear from you on the show. We do have a few minutes remaining. And if you can call in 646-915-8166 and tell me what those things are, I would be honored. Or if you want to go ahead and type it in the chat room, I'm now on the chat room page, and I would read it and we can still discuss it. So let me know what is in your thoughts about making your best self, being the best you that you can be. And it is about us and us holding ourselves accountable and responsible in manifesting the greatness that we are called to. So again, let me hear from you, 646-915-8166. And I want to share with you the 11 keys that I shared with the people that I was teaching at this seminar. Tips for improving yourself, your sense of self-efficacy. Break big projects down into sub-tasks requiring relatively shorter periods. Make your progress tangible and visible. So, you know, don't hold yourself to the gun. You need to, they say you can what? Eat an elephant one bite at a time. So just make sure you are doing your best to cut this down and do these things in shorter periods. And applaud yourself when you do that. Recognize yourself. Cultivate social relationships, networks that provide good models of success, encouragement, and someone to talk with about problems and setbacks. Yes, problems and setbacks will come, but there are lessons there to be learned, and we need to learn from those lessons as well. Focus on your potential rather than your limitation. So embrace those things that you do well and keep doing more of those things. And maybe you're surprised to hear that we are not required to do everything. There are things that we are masters at, and we need to keep doing those things. And then we need to begin to pay other people who add value to what we're doing. We need to begin to pay them instead of trying to do the things ourselves, which we do not have the skills to do. So I want to remind you that you can call in if you have a remark or a feedback. 646-915-8166. Devote yourself to achieve activities that you do well. If you don't have any strength in doing that, do not do it. Get someone else to do it. Orchestrate your life so that you always have some event or activities to look forward to. Stop defining success in terms of huge breakthroughs and see it in each chunk of progress you make. So, the little things, you know, look at the little things. Don't let them go by you. Give yourself a pat on the back for the things you have accomplished. It does not need to be large things. But the little things are also important. Give yourself a little something. it might be just going out to buy a bottle of spring water, buy a piece of fruit or something, and just enjoy the outdoors. However, you must do something for yourself. Break away from other people's standard and expectations. Rely on your own definition of success. Do not cross your wires of wealth and success, because they are two separate things. You need to take the time for yourself and define what success means to you and for you. Learn from sports, for example, football, soccer, baseball, tennis, and other sports. Wins and loses are everyday events. Even though you lose today, you will show up tomorrow for the match, ready to give your best. And athletes do that. Why can't we as entrepreneurs do the same thing? Instead of sitting and wallowing in the adversity, we need to brush ourselves off and rise again and do what we are called to do. When facing adversities, look for your ways to turn the situation around so that you benefit from it. Sometimes it's just a matter of changing your attitude. Attitude, 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 attitude. You know, a lot of times you hear the parents say, cut the attitude. Cut the attitude. And I oftentimes say, I wonder what does that really mean to that person that they're saying it to. But you need to understand, when you refer to attitude, what does it mean for you? I also on here have one that says, remember, life is 20% of what you make it and 80% of how you take it. 80%, only 20% of life is what you make it, and 80% is how you take it. So your attitude, our attitude plays a great role. Our attitude plays a great role in our lives. And we need to keep that abreast. We don't need to forget that it is in our attitude. Number 11, always focus on adding value. In everything that you do, focus on adding value, because it is in those values that you have added throughout your life that a lot of your blessings will come. And I don't know why I'm led to say this, that there's someone who is listening that is thinking about throwing in the towel. But instead of throwing in the towel, why don't you reevaluate your learning agenda? Reevaluate where you are, what you have been doing, and see what you can do differently. And you also need to begin to love yourself, because forget about all of what happened. If you cannot love yourself, then nothing is going to be happening for you. You got to first love yourself in order to be giving of your best.
Wow. Welcome to Daphne's New Day Radio Show. Get your message seen by thousands. Place your ad on Dr. Daphne's International Bulletin Board for only $10. Go to www.drdaphne.in. Go there now and get your ad placed. Again, that's www.drdaphne.in. Hey, we appreciate your listening to Daphne's New Day Radio Show.
Yes, yes, yes. I thank you for that. And I also encourage you to check out my link. Share it with others. We are getting ready to roll out some magnificent programs and products. And you, my supporters and friends, I want you to have first dibs. So visit my international page where you can see some of the things that I'm involved with and getting ready to roll out. Wow. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. It is amazing. And I want to encourage you to mark my page favorite on the radio show so that you can be kept informed of when I am on. And please stop by and write a comment. Tell me what your thoughts are about the show. I also want to tell my viewers who are viewing my TV show on Comcast, excuse me. There's a slight change in my airing time. I'm now on Mondays at 11 and Fridays still at 7:30. So share it with other people. I'm looking for volunteers to be trained as well. And I need your support in doing that. I'm also looking for host families for the French Cultural Exchange Program here in Connecticut. It's a program that I have been coordinating since 1999, and it's such a blessing. It has blessed so many hundreds of French students over the years and many numerous American families as well. The young people are learning so much and they are being opening up for great things, visiting France and going all over there and just having a great old time. So I want your help. We have a program on July the 10th through the 30th, August the 2nd through the 22nd, and I am looking for host families now. So please, I am looking for your support and also for the support of your friends. And also, I'm looking for volunteers to help me both on the TV show and on the radio show. Go to my site here on the radio and shoot me an email to let me know if you are interested in helping me out. No, you do not have to live in Connecticut. You do not have to come to Connecticut. You just need to be in front of your computer when I do the show. You don't have to have any training because we will train you. So please reach out and help us because I need your help. Well, I tell you, I invite you to join us on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. On this Sunday, we will be talking about what are we eating. So that should be a good show. So come on out, and if you know, I'm looking for some people who are vegans and vegetarians and even some meat eaters too. I want to talk to everybody. I want to see what we know about the different lifestyles and practices that we are involved into. So again, I want to just thank you for supporting me. And again, I just want to give you a little bit more word of how you can keep doing that.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
Yes, I also want to ask you, please support me on Twitter and on Facebook. I'm getting ready to teach some online workshops. And in order for you to get access to that, I want you to visit and frequent my page on Facebook. So on Facebook, I'm Daphne Clark Hudson. Just look for me there. I have the Online Empowerment Institute. I have a lot of things, and I'm looking for your support there. I'm also looking for 9 women to share a villa in Florida, August the 26th through September the 11th. It's a beautiful villa in Highgate Park, Jasmine Villas. So send me a message. Message me in my inbox and let me know that you're interested. It's a phenomenal place. It's owned by some people that I know. It's kept well. We just ask that you're a non-smoker because it's a non-smoking community. So if you are interested, you need to let me know, and so we can get your monies in right away. So, I'm looking forward to seeing you this Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on the show, when we will be discussing what are we eating. So far, I have 2 guests. I have a former co-worker and good friend, Kenton Roberts. And we have Reverend Daphne Evans out of San Francisco. So that would be a good show. And as always, it is a plum pleasing pleasure to be on this broadcast with you this morning. I pray that something that I thought this morning will help you to ignite the fire in becoming the best you that you can be. Only you have the control to release that person. You know who the best you is. So hold that best you hostage no longer. I wanted to put your hands in the air. I wanted to shout, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free indeed. I am free to become the best that I was created to be. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free indeed. I look forward for you calling into the show and sharing with us about the new you that you have manifested. Know the importance of relaunching your life. It is never too late. Never too late to relaunch your life so that you can soar like eagles. I tell you, I love each and every one of you, and I respect you, and I thank you for your support. I look forward to your continuous support in doing all the things that I have been called to do. I want you to know that you are called for a destiny. Do not allow anyone to take you off of that path. So long, stay blessed, have a magnificent, supercharged rest of the week. And I see you on Sunday evening right here on Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. follow your destiny.
Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him.